In Ivory Coast, politicians and citizens alike say they hope football can bring President Laurent Gbagbo's South and the North, which has been under rebel control since 2002, together in a spirit of reconciliation. Many of Ivory Coast's top dignitaries, including Prime Minister Charles Konan Bani and leader of the rebel new forces Guillaume Soro, gathered Sunday in the de facto capital of the rebel-held North, Bouake. They were there to watch the symbolic reconciliation match between league leaders ASEC Mimosa and Africa Sport. But at the last minute, Ivorian champions ASEC dropped out after murmurings of security concerns and insufficient pay. The Abidjan Youth Club jumped in for absent ASEC, only to be beaten by Africa Sport 1-0. At half-time, Bani told the many thousands of spectators that football will bring the two sides together.
Autour du sport, tout se réalise. Ici, en Côte d'Ivoire, nous voulons retrouver notre unité autour du ballon rond. Le ballon rond.
He said, everything is possible through sport. He said, we will unite around the round ball, which, he said, is the same for everyone. He said, a ball rolls in the same way for everyone, and because of that, it is a powerful symbol of reconciliation. The peace process has faltered, though. Last year, when October's planned elections fell through, the international community gave Mr. Gbagbo another year to organize new elections. Both sides are unwilling to make compromises, and UN observers are privately skeptical elections will be held this October. A member of the New Forces Political Front, Ben Souk, told VOA the spirit of football can take Ivorians a long way.
The mentality of the player can bring peace, but not football. Because the football itself is a sport. You know, we are trying to bring politics to change the mentality. We are trying. That's why you see today, you see the people. There is no new force, there is no, evidence. But everybody here, we are together to trying to bring people to change their mentality.
The Elephants, as the national team is known, bear the hopes and expectations of many Ivorians. When they play for the first time at the World Cup in June, many Ivorians believe every win will bring peace one step closer. The rap group Couche de Zone performed for the dignitaries ahead of Sunday's match. They refused to take sides in the conflict. Their members are from both the North and the South. Lead singer Fimo Capone says they will be performing a song about the elephants, which talks about how they will unite the country.
Le message qu'on va envoyer, c'est sur les éléphants. Parce que autour des éléphants, il y a la paix. Et ça, faut pas l'oublier.
He says they will be singing about the national team because, he says, the team stands for peace. He says everything the team has achieved has brought Ivorians closer together. And, he says, if they go far in the World Cup, they will have done a lot to bring Ivory Coast closer to peace. Capone says Ivory Coast is not really divided.
Ils disent que le pays est divisé. En fait, le pays n'est pas divisé. C'est eux-mêmes qui sont divisés. C'est-à-dire, entre eux, les politiciens, ils sont divisés.
He says the politicians say the country is divided. He says that's not true. It is the politicians themselves, he says, who are divided. But, he says, the population is not divided. Few are openly skeptical about the real difficulty of uniting Ivory Coast. Privately, members of the new forces have acknowledged that football will not make political hurdles disappear overnight. For now, the players on the national team say they're prepared to take on the responsibility of being a force for peace. Franz Wild for VA News, Abidjan.